drug users in Iran might be surprised by their government's latest move. Iran's anti-narcotics agency has decided to install vending machines at 5 welfare centers for addicts in the capital, Tehran. These are not ordinary vending machines. They dispense clean syringes and condoms. The goal is to prevent the spread of AIDS and hepatitis among drug users. Kamiar Alai helped Iran to develop a national strategic plan for control of HIV/AIDS. He's also co-founder of Global Health in the Middle East and Central Asia. So these vending machines dispensing syringes and condoms will be located in welfare shelters for addicts. Why just restrict them to the shelters? Are there plans to eventually make them available to everyone on street corners, for example?
They wanted to be more accessible for the target group. And after that, when they have a good successfulness, after 3 months, they can expand it to other areas. And as you know, we have still a stigma regarding drug use. If they provide it everywhere, maybe some of the citizens opposed to that idea. So I think that's a kind of a step-by-step strategy.
Do you think that there kind of was an anonymity aspect to the use of vending machines that made it attractive to your strategy?
We expected to have these vending machines 2-3 years ago, because as you know, in our national strategic plan, we highlighted that part of that is to providing syringes and condoms in those shooting galleries. But some of the policies changed, and now there's a new window to came back to our strategy.
I think a lot of our listeners will be surprised to hear you speak so freely about the existence of shooting galleries in Iran.
Yeah, you know that in Iran we have huge problem with the drug use, and this is because we have common border with Afghanistan, that around 80% of the drug trafficking comes from Afghanistan. And we have, you know, 70% of our population are less than 30 years old, and the majority of them are between 15 to 20 years old. So we have huge vulnerable population who are at risk for drug use and HIV and other behavioral-related risks.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that even though Iran is a socially conservative country, the government does recognize that drug addicts are people who need help. I'm wondering about other ways in which HIV/AIDS is spread, prostitution and more specifically gay sex. And as you know, President Ahmadinejad spoke at Columbia University last fall and famously said that there were no homosexuals in Iran. Do you believe that the stigma of being gay must change in order to successfully lower the rates of HIV/AIDS in Iran?
You know that the majority of the HIV cases in Iran are concentrated among injection drug users. If our clients come to receive services, we give them the condom, but we don't judge and we don't ask them, do you use it for your partner and who is your partner? And that's the strategy, you know. We cannot judge and we cannot, you know, label our clients that whether they are have a straight relationship or not.
Dr. Kamiar Alai is co-founder of Global Health in the Middle East and Central Asia. He's currently a fellow at the University of Albany School of Public Health. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.